With just days left to his term in office, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Cambridge today. He gave a speech at MIT and urged action on climate change, only briefly mentioning the incoming administration. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there and has our report.
Former Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senator John Kerry got a standing ovation from a receptive crowd at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
Thank you very much for a generous welcome to somebody who is about to become one of the most visibly unemployed people in America.
Kerry spoke for an hour. He talked about his plans for the future.
I know the clock is ticking, but the truth is I am really looking forward to new adventures. And I guarantee you, because I've been doing it all my life, I will not stop speaking out about the issues that matter most to me, and I expect to you too.
Among the top issues Kerry has focused on is climate change. He's given this same speech many times in the 4 years he's been Secretary of State, at last year's UN Climate Summit in Paris and in Beijing last summer. His message then and now, we're running out of time.
And unless we take the steps necessary to change the course that our planet is on, the impacts that we have already seen will pale in comparison to what we will witness in years to come.
Kerry warned last year was the hottest on record, the last 3 decades the hottest in history. And last month, on a trip to Antarctica, he says he got a vial filled with air. It registered 401 parts per million of CO2. That's 50 parts more than scientists say will cause catastrophic, unpredictable climate consequences.
Some thresholds, if we cross them, can't be reversed. In other words, we can't wait too long to translate science into the politics that are necessary to fix it.
Kerry called the fight against climate change the greatest investment opportunity in history. He said markets and technological advances have made renewables cheaper than fossil fuels, and Kerry has changed his mind about nuclear power, which he once opposed.
But given this challenge we face today, and given the progress of fourth-generation nuclear, go for it. No other alternative. Zero emissions.
According to Kerry, in the U.S. today, more people are employed in the renewable energy industry than coal, gas, or oil sectors.
Now, this really shouldn't be a tough call. But as I said, we face resistance of a strange combination of doubters and people making a lot of money off today's paradigm. That's what it's all about.
President-elect Trump once called climate change a hoax created by the Chinese. Kerry never mentioned the incoming administration by name, but the target of his overall message was clear.
In less than 2 weeks, there's going to be a new person in the Oval Office. Now, I'm not going to speculate about the policies that our president-elect and his Secretary of State will choose to pursue, but I will tell you this. In the time I've spent in public life, one of the things I've learned is that some issues look a lot different when you're actually in office compared to when you're on the campaign trail.
Kerry didn't take reporter questions, joking, "In a couple of weeks, I'm going to have time to do that." He praised Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who was with him last summer in Beijing at a climate summit for U.S. and Chinese mayors. Walsh attended today's speech at MIT.
You know, mayors, we're going to continue the work, regardless of what the policy comes out of Washington. Certainly, I can speak for Boston, Massachusetts, towards our goal of being carbon neutral by the year 2050. We're going to continue that work.
Boston will be hosting mayors of major Chinese cities in a climate summit next summer. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's going to be there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.